Let's return to positive living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back. Welcome back to Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com with me, Patricia Raskin. You know, as I always say, this program is about turning your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions and making your dreams come true. And that's what we do each week. We bring you amazing guests that show you how you can improve the quality of your life from a whole different variety of perspectives. And today is a very interesting one, one that we hear about, we don't talk about as much. But, you know, one time in our life or many times in our life, when even if we're not aware, we're dreaming. We dream often, and sometimes we often have daydreams. So this is really understanding more about our dreams and helping them to help us so that our dreams can help us in a positive way. My guest today is Robert Wagner. And Robert Wagner is the president-elect of the International Association of the Study of Dreams and author of Lucid Dreaming, Gateway to the Inner Self. And you can log on to dreaminglucid.com. And we're talking about insights into the world of dreaming, how it defines a reality, and what are the stages of dreaming. Welcome back, Robert.
Thank you.
How did you get into this? How did this come to you?
You know, I was a junior in high school when I happened to read a book by Carlos Castaneda called Journey to Ixlan. And in the book, Carlos Castaneda met a shaman in Mexico named Don Juan, who taught him the first step in how to become consciously aware in the dream state.
Okay, so if we now look at this, give us an example of a dream, a common dream, and how we would bring that into the lucid dreaming realm and how it could help us. Maybe an example of a student you've had or a client or your own dream or just a typical dream that we might have.
Well, I'll tell you about the first lucid dream I had. So in this book, Journey to Ixlan by Carlos Castaneda, Don Juan told him that the way to become consciously aware in the dream state was to do something simple. What he was supposed to do was, before he went to sleep, he would look at his hands and tell himself that tonight, in a dream, he would see his hands and realize he was dreaming. So I was a junior in high school. Each night before I'd go to sleep, I'd look at my hands, and as I looked at my hands, I'd tell myself, okay, tonight in my dreams, I'm going to see my hands, and when I see my hands, I'll realize I'm dreaming. It's just a simple stimulus response. See your hands, realize you're dreaming. Within 3 nights of doing that, I was having a dream that I was walking through my high school hallway, just a normal high school kind of dream, when all of a sudden, my hands popped right in front of my face. And I go, oh, my hands, this must be a dream. And so all of a sudden I realize, without any doubt, that I was aware within the dream. So at that moment, I could do whatever I cared to do. I could go flying. I could talk to the other dream figures, find out what they were doing. And so that's how I first became consciously aware in the dream state.
Now, the question is, when that happened and you woke up, did you remember everything?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it was very kind of a very ecstatic experience, and so I woke up and I was just super happy. I had seen my hands. I realized I was dreaming, and I realized that I could do basically anything. So oftentimes lucid dreams are quite powerful like that. You become consciously aware, and it's relatively unforgettable.
So you did remember when you woke up.
Right. When I woke up, I had realized that I'd been consciously aware because I'd seen my hands in the dream state.
Now, how has this helped you in your life when you had to make a decision or you've been at a crossroads or you weren't sure which way to go? How has this helped you?
You know, dreams and lucid dreams gives us deep information from the deeper portions of ourselves. And also oftentimes gives us guidance. I'll tell you about an interesting lucid dream that happened to me. I was looking at a ladder and all of a sudden saw feet coming down from above. And then all of a sudden I saw my father who had passed away 10 years earlier. And I thought, wait a second, Dad's dead. This must be a dream. So at that moment I became consciously aware I was dreaming. And the first thing I did was start to laugh because my dad had such a bad haircut. And I thought the poor guy can't even get a good haircut in the after-death state. But I wasn't sure, was it really my dad or was it just a dream symbol who just happened to be appearing in the dream? So I began to ask my father questions because I was lucidly aware. And it was quite instructive. He gave me incredible advice and answered all of my questions. And then he told me to stop with the questions because he'd come to tell me some things. One of the things he came to tell me was about a new person in the family. He told me I didn't understand her life, and so it wasn't for me to judge her life now. And so that was really a powerful bit of advice for me because I realized that I'd been judging this new member of the family too harshly. So oftentimes when you become consciously aware in the dream state, you get powerful information, and sometimes you even get warnings and advice that you can take with you when you wake up in the morning.
Now, do you teach classes on this, Robert?
You know, I do give workshops, and I've given talks. I'll be giving a workshop in Norfolk, Virginia, the Virginia Beach area, in the beginning of November of 2008. If you go to the website, mindfuldreaming.com is being hosted by the holder of that website. And so, yes, I've given talks at colleges and various venues of people who have been interested in lucid dreaming.
Tell me, do you think that this helps to improve the quality of your life? Do you think it gives you most of the time very important information that can guide you?
No, I do think lucid dreaming does give us important information. Well, I think the way it's important is first, lucid dreaming shows us that the dream environment is a place where we can get information and that where we can interact with aspects of ourselves, dream figures and all. Oftentimes in a lucid dream, if I see something angry or some argument happening and I'm consciously aware in the dream state, I'll go and realize that that's a portion of me that needs healing or needs compassion or needs understanding. Once I remember I was consciously aware in the dream state and a big mean black dog came chasing me. But since I knew it was a dream and that the big black dog must represent some anger or hostility or fear that I had, I realized that I needed to project love and compassion and understanding on the black dog. And as I did so, suddenly it transformed into a dachshund, into a wiener dog, and all of a sudden it was very playful and loving. So you begin to realize that this inner world that we have, this dream world, this world of the mind, is a place where love and compassion and greater understanding makes a huge difference. And as you begin to utilize those tools in the dream state, it makes for a much, much nicer inner reality.
You say that lucid dreaming taught you that all of life is sacred, conscious, and alive. And you gave an example of that just now. Now, that could also mean that all of life is sacred, conscious, and alive, but it could also give you some warnings about things, couldn't it?
Yes, it definitely could. Sometimes when I became consciously aware in the dream state, I would seek out future information. Many of us dreamers realize that on occasion we get precognitive dreams, but when you're consciously aware in the dream and you're more in the driver's seat, you could actually seek out future information. So frequently I would do that when I'd see a dream figure. Once I saw a friend who had told me he was planning to move away from his town of Boston where he is living. And when I saw him in the dream state, I go, look, a year from now, are you going to be living in Boston? And he said, yes. And I had to wait a year when I woke up to see whether or not that information was correct. But a year after the dream, he was still living in Boston. So you can use this state in order to get forward-looking information and to kind of see that the actual nature of time and space is actually much different than we normally think it to be.
And all right, so if people are listening to this interview and they really would like to become a lucid dreamer, that means active in the state of dreaming when they're dreaming, you gave an example in the beginning of definitely looking at your hands. Give us some tips of what we can do to prepare ourselves before. Give us a few different tips of what we can do to get ourselves prepared for the lucid dream.
Okay, so this is what people normally do. Some people, of course, they look at their hands before they go to sleep, and they'll tell themselves, tonight in my dreams I'll see my hands and realize I'm dreaming. And then within a few nights, hopefully, of doing this consistently, their hands will appear. Another thing that people do is just suggestion. They'll suggest to themselves as they're going to sleep, tonight in my dreams, I'll see something that's so odd, I'll realize I'm dreaming. So that night in a dream, they might see fish that are swimming down the street in the air. And all of a sudden, that seems so odd to them that they'll realize, wait a second, fish don't swim in the air. This must be a dream. Also, another thing that people can...
Right, that also helps you to remember the dream.
Right, right. And also, at the same time, you can also use suggestion that you'll wake up and clearly remember the dream. And so that's very helpful. But suggestion is super powerful in regards to this. Also, another thing that people do is a technique that Stephen LaBerge, who's a researcher on lucid dreaming, came up with. He calls it the MILD technique, M-I-L-D. And the M stands for memory. So when you wake up at night and you try to remember what was the last dream you just had, now all of a sudden, as you review that dream in your mind, you insert yourself becoming consciously aware in the dream you just had. So it's kind of like role-playing. You imagine yourself becoming consciously aware in the last dream you had. Then you tell yourself, okay, in my next dream, I'm going to realize that I'm dreaming and become consciously aware.
All right, we're going to take a break on that note, and we're going to go back and do review this MILD theory as soon as we come back. My guest today is Robert Wagoner, and he is the author of the new book, Lucid Dreaming, Gateway to the Inner Self. And Robert Wagoner is the president-elect of the International Association of the Study of Dreams, and you can log on to dreaminglucid.com. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin, right here on TalkZone.com. There's a specially pre-recorded program for you today, so you won't be calling in. But do tell your friends about it, because this is a fascinating expose and positive thinking exercise in the whole area of dreaming and how dreams can help us and how we can become lucid dreamers and more aware as we're dreaming. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.